On the morning she died, I took a walk in the hills above Albuquerque and stood for a while in a grove of aspen trees, their branches animated by a sharp early winter wind. A poem I had learned many years earlier and now considered something of a chestnut kept running through my mind. Margaret, are you grieving over a golden grove unleaving? The English poet Gerard Manley Hopkins wrote those words in an 1880 poem called Spring and Fall, addressing them to a young child. Margaret, are you grieving over a golden grove unleaving? Leaves, like the things of man, you with your fresh thoughts care for, can you? Ah, as the heart grows older, it will come to such sights colder by and by, nor spare a sigh, though worlds of wanwood leaf meal lie. And yet you will weep, and know why. Now, no matter, child, the name, sorrow's springs are the same. Nor mouth had, no, nor mind expressed what heart heard of, ghost guessed. It is the blight man was born for. It is Margaret you mourn for. Throughout the fall, as the trees were unleaving, my mother had been unleaving the last of her life. But what haunted me about the poem was its insistence on the deep, self-regarding sense of fear that loss, including the deaths of other people, inspires in us. It is the blight man was born for. It is Margaret you mourn for. Margaret, it is Margaret you mourn for. My mother's death left me terrified about my own mortality, first in small ways, wondering how I will die, whether it will be alone or in the company of loved ones, in poverty or surrounded by comfort, in despair or rich in memories and meaning. But it also aggravated a larger sense of dread, the ever-present but often mute fear we carry with us that our lives have been wasted, that life will simply run out, and in the last hours or minutes or moments of awareness, we will perhaps feel cheated or horrified to have moved so relentlessly and blindly toward nothingness. It was a feeling of panic, followed by a resolution to do something, accomplish something, at the very least, to understand something like Bach's Chaconne at a level that had, until then, eluded me.